CBS News airs lies about DNI nominee Tulsi Gabbard. By Christina Wong on January 24, 2025. CBS News perpetuated multiple lies about Director of National Intelligence, DNI, nominee Tulsi Gabbard during a live broadcast on Inauguration Day, as she continues to seek support ahead of a confirmation vote by the Senate. During the broadcast, a graphic read, Tulsi made secret visit to Syria. Gabbard did not make a secret visit to Syria, according to a spokeswoman, who said the trip was confidential for safety reasons. The area was crawling with Al-Qaeda and ISIS and she could have easily have been kidnapped or killed if these terrorist groups knew she was coming, said Alexa Henning, a Gabbard spokeswoman. Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, herself had planned to go on an undisclosed trip to Afghanistan in 2019, but canceled at the last minute, claiming Trump had leaked the existence of her trip to the public. The CBS News broadcast also said, Tulsi questioned a finding that Bashar al-Assad used chemical weapons against his own people. Gabbard has never claimed that Assad never used chemical weapons. Rather, Henning said, she questioned the intelligence assessments behind two attacks due to conflicting analysis from Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor and military technology expert Ted Postel. CBS News also claimed that Senator Shelley Moore Capito, RWV, said Gabbard had told her that she did not know she was going to Syria and that she thought she was going to Lebanon instead. That's not what Tulsi told the senator, and it's not what the senator told the network. Their dishonesty is almost as bad as the snide, arrogant tone that their lies are packaged in, Henning said. CBS News also falsely claimed Gabbard had visited Syria more than once. Lastly, CBS News promoted a lie by a lobbyist named Muiz Mustafa, who has claimed that during a meeting he arranged between Gabbard and two young Syrian girls who were injured if they thought Syrian dictator Bashar Assad was behind the bombings. There is no evidence other than Mustafa, who had tried to facilitate a U.S.-backed regime change war in Syria after the Arab Spring, claiming that the exchange ever happened. This lie has been spread by Muiz Mustafa, who himself admitted that he lied about Tulsi's translations, and who is essentially a public relations frontman for Al-Qaeda/Al-Nusra and their Islamist offshoot HTS, Henning said. Contrary to reports in the mainstream news media and claims by Democrats, Gabbard has called Assad a brutal dictator and has said she did believe Assad used chemical weapons against his own people. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.